Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me right now, and I want to talk about something that Vicki Oliver proposed, one of our Brain Trust members. She proposed some things to think about with regard to workplace generation, the workplace generation gap. You know, this is a topic I've been talking about for a long time now. For several years, I've taken this on. I've taken this discussion on with the issue primarily the relationship between millennials, in this case, mostly 20-somethings who come into the marketplace and people they work for. Typically, not always, but probably most of the time, a baby boomer. Someone, even if it's somebody on the lower end of the baby boomers, which would be, say, in the late 40s, second half of the 40s, early 50s, something like that. But of course, the millennials might be working for Gen X, the generation, their older brothers and sisters. They could be working for them. I've actually seen that interaction. The interaction between Gen X and Gen Y is pretty funny. They don't always get along either. But here's a couple of things about Gen Y that I want you to know. And one's statistical and one's an opinion. The statistical part is that the largest generation in the history of mankind, in the history of America, I should say, is the millennials, the Gen Ys. And they're going to be somewhere in the, from like 16 to 32 right now, somewhere in that age, and that means that most of them are either in or just about to enter the workforce. They're about to graduate from school, high school or college, and so for the first time this year and next year, we'll have most of them working. Now, when I say it's the largest generation, it's like 84 million of them. Baby boomers is like 76 million. So there's like 10% more or so Gen Ys than there are baby boomers. And baby boomers, my generation, were the biggest to come along at that time. So that's one of the statistics. The other statistic is it looks like, according to Vicki Oliver's comment, our Brain Trust member Vicki Oliver, author of 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions, she says that next year there will be more millennials, more Gen Ys, in the workplace than any other generation. Because, as you know, baby boomers are retiring right now. They're shuffling off into the salad days, right? And more of them are retiring. And so more and more Gen Ys are coming on, and there are more of them. So that's creating this kind of a tension in the workplace. This Gen Y thing is really a topic of discussion. So anyway, those are a couple of statistics that I wanted to mention to you about Gen Y. Now I want to say something about something I believe, and I mean this with all my heart. They are really good human beings. Gen Y, you millennials, you are good people. The one thing I've employed a lot of this generation. I've paid my dues. I've earned the right to pass this to say these things, to talk about this generation, because I've hired a lot of them, worked and employed a lot of them, trained a lot of them, helped raise a lot of them, and so. So when I say what I'm saying, this is not something that I've prejudice I have. These are things that I've experienced. And the one thing whenever you know, sometimes people get down on Gen Y, and there's some things that they deserve to be taken to task for. But there's one thing that I've noticed about the ones that I've been around, and I've been around a lot of them, is they're really, really good human beings. They're good people. So, I say that to say that whenever they're exasperating, whenever they're driving you nuts, whenever they're doing things that really make you want to, you know, make you want to pull your hair out or whatever, or it seems like they're being very disrespectful, maybe even rude, it's not because they are rude. It's not because they are disrespectful. It's because they don't know that they're behaving that way. They don't understand that that behavior that you or I might think is rude or disrespectful, they don't understand that it is that way. And there are a lot of reasons for that. One of the reasons is because there's so many of them, because of the way they've been raised, they have been catered to. There's no question about that. They've been given a lot of advantages, a lot of support, a lot of attention. And it would make anyone, even a really good person, believe that, you know, if they do it, it must be okay. So that's the thing that we have to keep in mind when we're dealing with Gen Y. When you're dealing with the rest of us, is that some of the things that you do, Gen Y, when it comes across to the rest of us, especially to baby boomers, some of the things you do that you think is just doing your job, taking initiative, being forthright, being efficient, et cetera, some of the things you do comes across as rude and disrespectful, even though I know that you don't mean it to be that way, but it does. And so one of the things that I encourage baby boomers, and I'm just going to use that example, baby boomers to realize is, and I talk to a lot of baby boomers out there who are kind of frustrated about the generation gap that we have right now. And one of the things I talk to them about is I say, well, remember this, they're good people, and if they seem like they're behaving in a way that you don't like, it's probably, more than likely, it's not because they mean to be that way. So we have to have a conversation about that. And Gen Y, just remember that you're, for the time being, you're still living, you're still working in baby boomers' world. It's not your world yet. It'll be yours soon enough. It's not yours yet. And you have to be a little more patient and a little and practice a little more intentional respect. And I think if both sides will do that, we can come a long way in this generation gap, start making things happen. We'll talk some more about this after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.